Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel Mishneches. Mishai Yonosri L'shtei Yisomos Ketanos. The person is married to two girls that were Yisomim. So the marriage to both of them is Midrabanan. Vomeis, and he died. Biasa o Chalitzasa Shel Achas Mehem Paiteres Tarasa. So his brother that's alive, if he does Bia to either of them, or Chalitza to either of them. Now the Chalitza, obviously, like the Rav points out, has to be done after these girls get older and they're a gedola, because you can't do Chalitza to a Ketana, like we said in the previous Mishnayos. But if he does a Bia or to a Chalitza to one of them, Paiteres Tzaras, it paters the Tzar, it paters the other one. The Klal is that as long as the two that are in front of us, they're not sisters, but the two girls, as long as they're on the same level or strength of marriage, we're going to soon see what that means, but as long as there's a similarity of the marriage that they have to the husband between the two of them, if it's both equal, then the Yibum or the Chalitz of one of them would pot to the other. V'chein shtei chershas. And so too, if a guy was married to two deaf women and he dies, obviously he can't do Chalitz, so it's just Yibum, like the Rab points out, Yibum to one of them would pot to the other one. However, ketana v'chareshas. So they're both midrabanan, ketana and chareshas, but they're a little bit different. Ein bias achas man paiteres tzarasa. Here you can't say that the bia to one of them paters the tzara, or I guess you can also include that also the chalitza to the katan when she gets older also wouldn't pater the chereshes. Why? Because the Rav points out here you can't say that they're on the same level of marriage to the husband, because you really don't know, because it's possible that the dead husband had a stronger connection to one of them, because on one side a person would rather be married right now, at least, to the woman that's deaf, because she's an adult. But on the other side, the child is in the future going to grow up and be an adult that's not deaf. So we don't know which one was more important and had a priority to the husband that died. Therefore, we can't say. So if a person, let's say, did Yibum to the Ketana, maybe there was a stronger Ishus to the Chareshes, so it wouldn't pater the Chareshes. However, Pikachas v'Chareshes, if you had an adult that was just a regular, healthy lady, and the chareshes, bias hapikachas pateres hachareshes. So the bia of the pikachas would pater the chareshes. Ve'ein bias hachareshes pateres es hapikachas. But the bia of the chareshes wouldn't pater the pikachas, because here this is obvious, because the chareshes is only married midrabanan, and the pikachas is married midaraisa. So that he certainly can't do. Gedola uktana, same thing. Bias gedola pateres es ktana. The bia of the gedola would pater the ktana. Ve'ein bias ktana pateres es gedola. But the bia of the ketana, which is only yibam midrabanan, he's only married to midrabanan, that would not pater the gedola.